holding a simuk of tzadi in Sif Mem Aleph, the sugya of being told a kiltel upon a mukul keles. We have a mission after Tessa Beis. The mission says you lend a chluka to a nachias, to a nida, then you self with the same exact thing. So the mission says you tell one upon another. David Mechavim examines the situation, whether the case is a guy, Giyaz Man Lirais, the Shachan Tas says that means he's 12 years old, as you saw one time, or the case of a nida, you lend a person, even though she's in Zayin Akiyim, that means both these Noshim over here are Betzim Nidas, except one is in the nida of Sing Dam, and one's in Zayin Akiyim. The loch is, the Zayin Akiyim is put upon the nida herself, and therefore she'll remain in Zayin Akiyim, and come out of that point much quicker. The Taz Shach speaks out the side over here, the concept of a kilkul upon Mukukelis, that means the Isha that's needed will not get messed up. Since she will not get messed up, we'll tell the dam of the kesem we see over here upon the mukukul, the nida, and therefore the Zayin Akim, she will gain out of it, and she will not have to start all over again. Now the Ma sends you to Locha and Simon Kuf Tarakvav, the Locha by Gimel Yomim. A couple people yesterday with me looked up what it says over there. You should look up what it says over there in Sif Yud. Over there, our mosque speaks out very clearly. The loch is by the Zayin Nikim, by the first 3 days, we do not have Tlias. There are no Tlias. However, with two exceptions over there, it says the case that we have a Tlias of Macholis, and therefore the Shach says we have a less negrith we are tail upon. And we have a second exception of a Makritz Moitzi Dam, which the Shach himself disagrees with. Therefore, says Shach over here, in this halacha, by the case of Anida, over here the Rama sends you to halacha in the Simkuf Tzadik Vav. In Sif Mem Dalid, when it says to tell upon herself when she's Anida, the Rama does not send you to Simkuf Tzadik Vav Sif Yud. Why not? Why not say the same thing? You're not telling the first 3 days over here. It says the Shach, the Rama is Lushitosoi. You tell upon herself when she's Anida, she's a mak that's Moitzi Dam. And the mak that's Moitzi Dam, you are telling the first 3 days according to you, the Rama. I mean, the Shach who over there in Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Yud disagrees with the Rama. Therefore, I'll also disagree over here in Sif Mem Dalad and say that by case of Toilah upon itself, by Nida, we will not be Toilah. That means it comes out to the first 3 days when we have no Tlias, except for the Shach for Machilis and a Makas Moitzidam to Machilis Rama versus the Shach over here. Sif Mem Beis is discussing how far to take this concept of a Tlia. So we have a Mishnah, a brisa of Samcha and Aleph that says a machlokes by case when you have a zayin nikiyim, but not zayin nikiyim and a nida. That a vado tell upon a nida is zayin nikiyim and tahora. In the case of tahora, tell upon zayin nikiyim, because zayin nikiyim be'etzim she is a nida, she is mukokol. Except you'll mess her up and make her knock away the part of the days in the nikiyim over here, and the tahora will make tahora. No, both of my chazah and mahay, they both be tamei. We have machlokes over here, Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi. Shimon Gamliel says in that situation that we will be Toilah. Rebbe says we'll not be Toilah. Both will agree by the case of Dam Tor, the case of Pesulah, the Maaseh will be Toilah upon her, those two Noshim over there. Now, therefore, the Mechab brings it down, and the way I've explained what's the case of Pesulah means the case over here when she is either as a Ketano, and we give this man of however it takes for the market deal over here, or a case of a Nan did not see yet, we give her 4 nights over here from the Biyah. That's the Taz exam. Or the case of Dam Torah means Minatoyo. Torah says that when you give birth to a girl, you have 66 days you can see Dam after the first 14 days, that even if you see Dam, she is Tahira. Or by a boy, you give birth the first 7 days is Dam Tomei, but the next 33 days is Dam Tahira. You see Dam, they will tell upon these two Noshim over here. That means it comes out, comes with Mechaber, and it passes all three cases of Lekula, and Dam Torah with Tahira, and Basula with Tahira. And also the case of Zayin Nikiyim, even though she gets messed up, you pass him and get a Toilah upon her, because she gets messed up less than the one who's Toilah over here. Now the Shach speaks out, that Bisman Azeh, everyone knows, when you give birth, you have over here, we wait 6, 7, 8 weeks, till it become, there's no Dam at all. That means we do not have a single Dam Torah in the Toilah. We'll get to as far as why that's so. We hold everything with Dam a person sees it come to be Machmer. If so, the question is, Bisman Azeh, are we Toilah upon a Dam Torah? But no, we'll say both of them have a baya, and by chos haim hai, I'm tired of both of them. Sending the gate to sugya psula, bisman azeh, we give the locha, we have a bias mitzvah v'zehu. Are we telling upon the gates of psula? So the shach, still bisman azeh, we'll still have these two kulas over here. One, we tell the sugya by psula, we'll tell upon her, because by dam by her is motzi, he says. And the reason why by Dam Torah will tell upon only her, the other one will make Torah, it means that when she took on the chumash to be machmer by Dam Torah, it's not really Chazal, it's a chumash she took upon herself, but a chumash not to be machmer upon a friend. Therefore, she'll stay Tomei, or she'll become Tomei, or stay Tomei, but a friend will remain Torah. The building upon this, so we say that Lachia is by someone who's designed the Kiyam, and Torah will toil upon her even though she gets a little bit messed up. What happens? She finishes Zayin Nikiyim, but she did not go to the mikveh yet. It's day 10, 11, 12, to go to the mikveh, husband around, with his clothes, whatever reason, whatever kimtah there is. She did not go to the mikveh yet. Do you be toil upon her and she'll get messed up? Or no, they're both equal and both of them will get messed up. What's the luck in that case? The Kamlum Kiveger on page discusses this. You're being done with Bush once, Tainel Maisiyah Toilin. It's the same luch as Zayin Nikiyim versus Torah, toil upon Zayin Nikiyim. Kivek himself says the Maisiyah not Toilin. Sound like a swara because I can't go to Mikvah be Yodai. You're messing me up fully over here. A difference about the Pesach Tshuva being down for the Mishnah Melech, it would not be Toilah because he wants to tighten up Esim Tumah is gone. Not being Toilah killed upon Kelis. Over here, it's just Exeris a Kosev. I have to go to the Mikvah. So you have no right. I'm not a Mukukul over here. I just have to go to the Mikvah over here. Therefore, in that situation, you should not be Toilah brought down the Siddur Tairah. Again, the Bush disagrees over here. However, Kamlum Kivega points out this whole time Machloikis is Dafka Nikimto, which he counted Zayin Nikiyim and did not go to the mikveh yet. But let's say there was Zayin Nikiyim, but she just didn't do it. Did not do a Heftik, not do Bedikis. Basically, every Puri of his man is there. Once they're 12 years old, they see Dam. They cannot see Dam for the past couple of weeks. They cannot go to the mikveh. There was no Heftik, there's no Bedikis. You pass the mikveh, Heftik is Minatoro. You pass the Torah starts off, Kofay Gimel, Heftik is Minatoro. They cannot go to the mikveh, they're Tomei Batsim. And that it came to come along the Kivek is that even agrees we do make it clear. Therefore, any situation you have in your house and you find someone around, and the question which Isha came from, whether it's in the swimming pool or in the Shia or any Kimta you want to come out of, except the mikvah is not the case, but in any case like that, we can always tell upon the Pnuyo because she's Nichla Sugya of Nida, even though she might have technically had a Zainakim, but not Mitzad Alocha, and then we'll tell upon her. Sifim Gimel is Sugya of Retail upon the Ksamim. We have the question that Rabbi Yochanan is of Yehuda this Shaila, and at the end of the day, the Gemara says, ain't Toilin. We're not Toilin. David Mechab brings down this halacha, and he says, whether the Kimtaship came a Baal's Kesem afterwards or before, all the different cases, when she became a Baal's Kesem, we're not going to be Toilin over here. This is the verse that Taz is built upon the Gemara, because when she came a Baal's Kesem, Lav Dafka came from her. Maybe there's a Kesem somewhere else, we don't want to be Toilin upon. We'll Matama her, a Lav Dafka, she's really a Nidah. Well, everyone was saying, so what? Just give her a muscle and understand it. Let's say she's awesome because she's an oval. Okay, she's awesome. So now we see a dam over here. She's a makokal over here. Totally killed the bottom of Kukalis. We're not sure there's two nashim here. One of the Levelis, she's also her husband. The other one's Maisa is Mutu. You find dam. So that's why we toil upon a Velis. That everyone understands what Shaykh is. That we totally killed the bottom of Kukalis in the Sugyo. Not because she's awesome. So the idea of Balas Kesim Etim maybe came from the world. The Rabban said she's also maybe came to the world. That's a way to understand the swallow over here. Why can I say Torah killed upon the Kukalis? Now, let's, and therefore comes out that we have this Kesem over here that we know came from one of them, not sure which one. Even though the first one already is coming out to Kesem Shaboy, my chos the Mahai, so Shach, therefore could come home to Matama both of them over here. Now, just to keep Egis speaks out over here, what exactly is the Kimto? That says over here that she came the Baal's Kesem afterwards. That means, let's say Leah had a skirt, she lent it to Rachel. Rachel put on Leah's skirt and she put on also socks, white socks and a white skirt. She comes along and now she finds these two Kesemim, came Kesem afterwards. How did it happen afterwards? If you found them both afterwards at the same time, so wherever the first one came from, the second one came from. So let's be Taylor. Elamai, what's the case over here that you on the second Isha? Elamai, that's not the case. You found her, she found it on her own things now, and she did not know about a friend. If you don't know about a friend's skirt she borrowed, was it clean or not? That's again, says the Kivegan, let's be told wherever hers came from. Maybe also a friend came to the same place. Elamai, the case over here is that she knew that she found it on hers, and a friend she knew was clean at that moment. Allah will get to the Sifton Aleph. You have to check Isium. You have to check right away. So you know right now it's clean, and then a second later, you did not know what happened to the skirt. Avadi, you know what happened over here. You know where it came from. So he had a question in the Kimto of the Machaber, how in the world he had a case over here that it became a Baal's Kesem afterwards. What's the Metzias that happened over here? Again, if it's b'var sachas, let's be toilo. If you don't know, let's be toilo. Elamai, you do know yet, find him oisim. We don't have such an kimto the way we're tzorachim. Kash in the kimto. Siv mem dalad is alocha, don't give toilo upon your friend, give toilo upon yourself. That means, let's say she wore a skirt when she did nidah, she did 5 and 7, she went to the mikvah, came out, she wore the skirt again. The loch over there is, we're not sure when she had it, the kesem is found in the white skirt. Is it from before and afterwards? You tell upon when she's a needle. And that would happen right now. Now, the words of the mechaber is, she did not do a bedikah. Now, you have to realize that three times do a bedikah, it comes out in the shach of the mechaber. She could do a bedikah before she wore it when she's a needle, do a bedikah after she wore it when she's a needle, and do a bedikah the second time she wore it. What's the case over here? So the mechaber and the shach speak out, she had to do a bedikah on the skirt before she wore it when she's a needle. Otherwise, it's called Shem Badik, and then Chanami should be fine anyway. So she did a bedikah before she wore it. After she took it off, she did not do a bedikah. And after she wore it the second time, she did not do a bedikah. That's the kimto we were discussing. I mean, the three options one do a bedikah. The first time she checked her skirt, the next 2 times she did not check her skirt. Otherwise, the whole luck will not work out.
She wouldn't need to check it. The first time, either yes or no.
No, you have to check it. If you don't check it, it's a chol shen a badik. It's a custom.
That's the luck there for what?
And therefore, any kesem becomes. No, it's always been mutter. Even if I kesem later on.
Meaning,
when this whole lach will not apply. No tli over here. The kamei will say, "Tell upon herself."
But the
lach of tliyas we need in this sikkim. This halach applies only when you checked in the beginning, but not checked the next 2 times. Otherwise, the lach is meaningless. Yeah, we call it tarah for another reason. Sif memhei is also tell upon herself, but when she was lekis, meaning the halach is you have tella on a, we'll get to later on, that someone's not musulik upon someone musulik. So let's say in the case by herself that she was muber, she was munekis, and then she afterwards saw when the ramah throws in even zakeno, or they don't say katana, because katana not really shaykh over here, but you tell upon a case when she was now musulik, and then she wasn't telling the case when she's not musulik upon a case that is musulik. Sifim above is, we're saying over here again, wearing a skirt 2 different times. Some people wash the skirt in between. So when you wash the skirt in between, the question is, Allah to change. That means, let's be clear, you wear the skirt the first time, they wear the second time, 2 different nashim over here. If you can be told upon both of them, we're not sure which one, my chaz is a high ma'ai. Otherwise, if she did nida, and then she came to her, the halacha will be, we'll tell about making a kul over here. I mean, building off the halacha bit ikr to make a contrast, she was a nida in the Torah, we'll tell upon the nida. So over here, she was a nida, she wore it. Then it came afterwards, she took it off, it came to her, she wore it again. Does the halacha change? So we have a verse that may says, the chazaka of Nei Yisrael, that they check the chalukas when they wash it. We have another statement from Rabbi. The Rabbi says, it depends if it's a magdir or maglid. If it's a magdir, if it's ingrained inside, then we know it came from beforehand. Smaglid has something on top of it. We know it came from afterwards. So first, speaks out the Mechaber, the Kimto over here. She wore it 1 time, then wore it 2nd time. The halach is that what it should have been when she wore it a nida, and then she came to Haira, should have been toiled upon the nida. Kamash blunt, since over here she's been washing it, I'll come off again, come on the chumra, and we'll say the dam came now, it will not make it clear, or we'll metama her. That's the contrast over here. Now, what exactly is a kimta? Speaks out the mechaber. We have 2 cases: who washed the Yisrael or a guy. If Yisrael washed it, and the Yisrael is not around to go ask, then we have locha is cheses bodik. Therefore, we will not make it clear. We'll come to be machmo over here. If it's in front of us, here, her, go ask her. If she should not do a medika, not check the skirt, and chanami, we'll back the locha clear and say that damkin when she's a nida, and not when she's tahira. That's why Yisrael is. By going the kimta is, whether she's in front of us or not, even if she tells us, goyim are not nemen for anything, and they will come out the cool over here by the goy, we'll tell them when the dam come, when she's a nida, and not when she's tahira. Now the Mechaber goes on further and says, well, let's say you can mavar what happened over here. That means if it's a magdir, then the lach will be, we know it came from before, and we'll have a kulo. If it's magdir, it came later on, it'll come out to be a case of a chumro. Says the Mechaber, let's say we do not know if it's magdir or magdir, the lach is to be machmir. What that means is taz and shach, meaning people do know, but you yourself do not know. Since a concern to you is a dash shaytum over here, therefore will not go look cool over here, will come up to be machmer and say came before in the case when she was in, came later and to matama her. Speaks out of the shach, we're saying over here that the Israelis mice is not around to go ask. Where's the skirt? That means, do we look at the skirt? We have Chazdaka, Beisel, Eich Nami, they check the skirts. We don't know for sure. We didn't ask her. She's not around. What about the case of the skirt? Is the skirt around or not? The gifts will be out of the name of the Shach. The skirt is also not around. Because if the skirt was around, let's go check the skirt. If it's ingrained, we know it came beforehand. Mekel, if it's not ingrained, it came on top of it, we know it came later on. So it comes out when you question the Chazaka, versus Magdira Maglid, says the Shach Lefanenu, what would doubt? Magdira Maglid will beat Chazaka. It'll come out a case of a cool of it, make it clear over here. That's the Pasha of the Shach. That's going back to the case where you saw the Kfis over here. Come on, Kivegir, coin first, the Moshe, that's not Pasha. The Shach is a cash over here. You want to say, no, the Shach's on the wrong man. Welcome is going on the case of the Sefer. But the case of a Goy, or Yisrael that said, I did not do a Bediko. And you really want to tie in for a carrot. You have a Chesed's Bodek over here, and you have a Magdo Magdo. What wins out? The Chesed's Bodek will win out. And we, Matamar, will not have a case of a Tliyo. Only by a Goy will come and say this Halacha, go see if it's Magdo Maglid. And that's the Kibbutz. We want to say the skirt's not around. But by Yisrael, the skirt's around. Eich Nami, we still do not check it. We go up to a case of Chazoko.
Get it.
What?
So what's
the
chiddush
of the
Shabbos?
That's what
Mechaber
says. No, but he's saying... What's the chiddush? He's saying that's going on Mechaber.
That is what Mechaber says. The Shabbos is enemy. It's
not what they say. It's what they say. It'd be nice also when he swallows around and he doesn't... I mean, the real... He's not a dafkin on a guy. It could be also saying on Yisrael that says did not do a bleiko. Who lied? Now, this halacha that how does it work b'nei sol is a case of work by bedekas machlokes book gelachrein. What's the saying over here? But the way the shach explains it means you go tell a friend. Say I see dam and tell her. Others will learn and she'll watch it very well out. But the shach learns I'll go tell my friend. And since she did not tell me, therefore must be that the stain came from later on, and therefore I'll come home to be tomei over here. He does say bezmanazad not the washers did not do that. But still ends up nil hachmer. The question is why, but that's what he ends up with. He does say if the guy is in front of us, and the maisi, the guy says the maisi what the metzias was, the maisi is not nemon, not believe anything, and therefore the halacha will be totally cool over here. Now, Kvega does bring down that even though mechaber ends off that in a case we do not know, come along to be over here, be meachmas tzoridio, but bezmanazeh no one knows, no one's became over here. Therefore, there's a shiloh with bezmanazeh, maybe a person can be mekel over here. Maestro Kivega says, no, since we're all, no one knows, because we're a deal, the Shtosu said earlier, Nichol get a certain deal, Chol Oilam, and Kivega, the Shtosu, being Machm over here. Lavachan will argue. Number two, Kamunga says, even in the case where no one knows, and also he lost it, he lost the skirt, or no one knows, Magdi or Maglid, also he says, the Loch of Kamdina, Kamung to be Machmer, point out both these Chadushim over here, Numa Zacharim want to argue, number one, that certain deal, Chol Oilam, to be Mekel, and also not say the Sugya of Kamdina. Sipim Zayin, the case where you wash it and then you give it to your friend. Basically, the same idea over here. It comes out over here that really depends if it's Magdir or Maglid, says the Mechaber. If it's Magdir, then we know it came from the second case over here, and therefore the second issue will be Tomei, mashing the first one. If the case over here is Magdir, then we know the first issue will be the case that's Tomei, not the second one. Now, the Shach just speaks out, and it sounds like there's again a Kash on Kivegar. He says over here the case must be that you could not go ask her. That means if you asked her about the case over here, she'll be memon. Say it's clean, not clean. That means she was not, it's the case where you cannot ask her to go. That means it sounds like that the skirt is around, and you have a case of Chazaka versus Magdo Maglid. What wins out? Magdo Maglid wins out Chazaka. So these are two shachs, the shach of Tefkon Samach Aleph, Tefkon Samach Hei, is really the Kiveger and others have a problem with the shach. They seem to be saying the loft is that Magdo Maglid beats out Chazaka. And the Kiregi really has to answer the second shakha over here also, that he wants to change the gear since Sivkon Samach Aleph. What happens to Sivkon Samach Hei? Now he just speaks out the second shakha Sivkon Samach Vav over here, that if you cannot go tell what to go do, my chazis, hai mehai, and then back to the klal of Tvimach over here, it's at Chuchav et Lulo. Sivim Ches is when two Noshim are wearing one skirt, you found over here one kesem. So Mechaber speaks out very clearly what the loch of here is. If they're both from one skirt, is lamata from both them on the chogger, both them on bitame. If it's lamata from both them, maisa both them bitoira, or slim alma. If one's a rucha, one's ksara, one's taller, one's short. So if the kesem connecting the mokhav torfai of the rucha and ksara, maisa both them bitame. If it's lamata from both them, both bitoira. If it's lamata from the ksara, lamata from the arucha, and lamata from ksara, nechanami, The Ketzer will be Toiro, and the Ruch will be a Tamei Lir. He does speak out, Med Vamurim, with only wearing the skirt. But let's say they took it off and used that blanket. So if both of them use the blanket, both of them will be Tamei. If one of them uses the blanket, the one that uses the blanket will be Tamei, the one that uses the blanket will be Ketzer Toiro. Simple. It's a lot of words, but it's simple idea over here. Sif Mem Tes is three Noshim, a wing, one Cholok, and he found one Kesem over here. So the Loch is, again, my Chazai Mahai. The Loch is, all of them will be Tamei. This speaks out the Mechaber, Medvam Amur, but the case where they're all Shavas, meaning they're all Namusalekeses or they're all Musalekeses. But let's say it's a case of Musalekes. With any Musalekes, the Loch is Musalekes will tell upon any Musalekes. Now, this is the Shetaz Shach Lashitosai back in Sif Chafei. At least they say the Lashitosai. I'm Lumus, I don't want to argue. Then one time back in Sif Chafei, is the Loch over there, in the coming of Vas Achas, where Isaac in one cell, they found two Slam on each Isha, Ud Bevzechaze. The Taz over there says the case even Zechazeh and Sif Chafei, he says Chodin over here, same halacha, and now that he learns an alphabet over here. Masha Enke and the Shach said, no, same Sugar Shnei Shvilim. Chometz, they go to a Ba'ith might be Bodik, not sure which house the Akva went into. And just like over there, the halacha of Vasachas, here also, the halacha of Vasachas, and with the Bishnosh will come to ask about the skirt, Zechazeh will be Mekel. They point out, Numa Zechon will disagree and say Sif Chafei and Chanami is Dach Vasachas. Here, even Zechazes, you have to mention your friend in Nichol Gedim Vasachas. Sipnun is three Noshim in one mito. The Gemara comes out, we really have a serious Mishnayis. One Mishnah says, depends where it's on the bed, and one Mishnah says, they're all Tomei. The Gemara answers, it's Mishulefes. When they're being pressed or entwined one to another, then all of them might still be Tomei. That's what Chabbah starts off with. Let's say they're not pressed or entwined one to another, it depends. If you find that they're each in the middle when they're sleeping, then she and the two sides also. Maybe they went one to another, but Tamil. If you found that on the inside, then the inside, the one next to her is Tamei. Found the outside, the one inside is Tamei. But not all three can be a case that's Tamei over here. Whoever, it's more Mestava or Mizachshash with Matama, otherwise it won't be Matama. Medvam, where it says the Mishnah, and the Mechaber is only when you went up for the feet of the bed. But let's say you went over the side of the bed, all three passed over that area. So all three passed over that area, on the chitzai in this area, all three might, and you found the dam over there, will be metamaher. It says, Mechab Mahani Mili, in the case when it's a not the sun elyon, only sun tachtoy. Like a case of the sun elyon, the one blanket, where you found the dam over there, it flips Mehin Lehino, and therefore, even if you found dam only in the inside, all three metamaher, maybe the blanket flipped around and touched all of them over here. Now the Shach speaks out, this is Kim Tadaka, three Noshim in one bed. But let's say you have one Isha in one bed, then of course she flips around. Any place you find Dam in that bed, any place will come along to Matama her. Now it sounds like the Shach, any place, those are the words. The way the Vaz explains, it means you have to be practical. That means if you find Dam either by your head, women do not flip around, matches don't flip around. You have to be, even though it says any place in bed, be any place that's possible that she got there, but people don't flip. If you flip, it's not me. Yeah, that's what we'll get further. I mean, that's first what the Mechaber says. Now, come along, what about the Sadna Tachtoim? So, that's going to be a Machloikis. Do we say to be Machmet to Mekel? That means the two on the Mechaber seem to be understanding that's the Kim to the Gemara. We give that one, and the one next to it does not switch. Masha Enke, the Taz, and the Bach, being that the Mashal, and the Taz and Shach, being that the Bach, the Mashal, say, no, even in that case can switch. If so, what's the Kim over here? Said the Kim over here is a Keses. Keses, by the Shulchan said, it means a mattress. So yes, it is a shiloh what the kimta is. There must be the case we're discussing here where it doesn't flip over, whether it means the sadin, the lower sadin, meaning like getting to go to a hotel, two sheets, the two blankets over here, means the bottom one, or it means the mattress over here. Sifton Aleph is, well, one of them does a case of bedikah. That means first you have a mishnah, by the case you find three noshim in one bed. So we have a case, one mishnah saying, in case we do a bedikah, you find yourself tahira, or one case do a bedikah, find yourself being tamei. So if none of them do a bedika, or all three of them do a bedika, and they find to be the same thing, that's the kimto, we'll say this halacha, all three are tamei. Otherwise, but let's say only one or two did a bedika and find themselves to be tahira, these two, one or two will be tahira, and the third one will say it came from her, she'll be tamei. Let's say if a geret, the first eater did a bedika and found herself to be tamei, the others can be tahira upon her and be mekel. The second eater does a bedika and finds be herself also tamei and be tahira upon her. Let's say the first two found themselves to be Tahira. The third one, the only thing she can do is do a bedikah and mess up all her friends. But otherwise, she'll be Tamei for sure. If she does a bedikah, all three will be a case that are Tamei, because my chos is a high mahi. And this halacha is a case you have to do a bdika miyad. You do it right away. That's kateshi bdika. What that means exactly? You have to do a bdika miyad. When you have to write externally. Now, Kvegi does ask a question: why does it say alach of kinuach externally, especially when it's a case of tahira? The chur and the geta, making sure isha is tahira, you have to do bdika inside. Akasha. Now, this halacha was saying by the case of a mito. What about this halacha? That means going back in Sif Nun. Is this halacha going back also on Sif Mem Tes? I mean, the Chabad said over here, Kol Zem Mayri, Med Vav Amur. Is it going back on the only case of mito, or also going back in the case of a choluk? So you go back to the basis of Amina Machlik, so we showed him about this question, what are you going back upon? The svar to mechalik between the two is you have to do a bedika miyad. So wing the case of Nun Memtes is a choluk, a skirt wing one after another, it's not possible for the first two to be miyad. Not possible. One isha word, another isha word, another third isha word. How can you do a bedika miyad? Therefore, says the Ravid, and chanami is a loch going back only in the case of mito, not going back in the case of a skirt, except for the last isha. The third one wing the skirt can do a bedika miyad. If she'll be tamei, even we tell upon her, mito. Then the other two will be Tamar, she'll be Torah. That's the Shita of the Ravid. The second Shita is the Rambam says, no, just like a Mita Torah, also the same Halacha will be Torah upon the case of a Chalukah, a skirt. Why is it Kulan Kesamim? Whenever you find him, sees a Kesam, all three notes from Lysa can check to be Torah one upon another. A third Shita between it is the Rajba Shita that she can check to. What? The third Shita of the Rajba Shita that she checked to save herself. But not for a friend to be toila upon her, except for the last isha, the nichol get a miyad. But to save herself, again, not to, but to save herself and not her friends. Again, it's not possible. The Rashi Peshito, except the last person. It's not. What? No, the Ravid again. No, one. It's not possible. This one issue wore it one Sunday. One issue wore a skirt Monday. Next issue wore it Tuesday. Then you found the kesem. Right? You have checked miyad. One Sunday, Monday is not miyad anymore. Not possible to have a bdika miyad. Then, they don't know about the kesem. The kesem is down on Tuesday. You want to know, again, we're telling them what you'll do. This, if she did it, if she took over the skirt and did bdika miyad. No. We don't tell people to do bidikas. No, that's the case over here. We tell them when you have a bayad, do bidika. We have no bayad. We don't tell people all the time to do bidikas. You borrow things, do take off a skirt, do bidika just in case. Think of that. Echlam, if you did do it, you're right. Echlam, if the Chorim say you're right. If
you say linen,
most people probably do bidika when you return their skirt. Check to see. Not for stacking, it's not for sustaining
the murder. I don't know. You might be an American person. That's checking the skirt. We're talking about checking the body. It doesn't sound. No, if they did do it, you're right. But that's not. We're discussing to tell her what to go do. It's not possible beyond. Everyone agrees the last one works. If she's tummy, yes. She's tummy, and friends are tummy. The others are always tummy anyway. Right? Because my chazah is high. The last one can always check. That's miyad. That's mamashi case of mito. Miyad always works. By the last one. Now, the back to lacha by we still mentioned before, but this is the makar for it. Can you tell them musalekas and musalekas? So again, it's very clear from the sugya of the Mishnah that medvamum is holding lacha that we my chazahai mahai is only with the klum shavus. They're all the same level, all musalekas, all not musalekas. Well, let's say one musalekas means that three, four noshim, zekeni, mubes, menekes, and ketana. This manazel, let's get to if that's true or not. It's a makar peites. It tell upon the sugya of Einu Musalakis, and therefore they'll remain in their status being Torah, and Einu Musalakis become a case of Tamei over here. Now the Taz and Shach do bring down Tosfos that there is an argument that only want to even argue in the Pei Svaro, but people have a vest kavua, and they each does not have a vest. Some of us does not have a vest, and tell upon a person who has a vest, or vice versa. In the case where two people have vests over here, vest kavua, and one hit this man of vest kavua, and the other one not hit this man. Kamon Kaisis brought down with the Shach, both of came to the view and we did not have the Locha of Bimu Selekis. A Gam can argue the point, say he has a Locha, because she's not supposed to see, she has a Chazot cannot see, she is Muselekis. Kamashmon Kaisis, no. If he's someone, the Be'etzem is Muselek, and that is happy that she's not usually see at the moment, and she'll see it at the day 30 of Kedoymo. So again, this idea of Muselek is Dafka, the four Noshim, and not someone who is a Veskvor, who did not get to this man of Veskvor, not Nichol get the Muselekis. This halacha is dafka when people are sleeping in one bed. Let's say they're up in one bed. So the halacha is that people are makir b'mkoymei, the rabbi, they know exactly where they are. And therefore the halacha will be that wherever you find the dam by, that's the person matama and not a friend. Let's say you have three people in the bed, and the dam is in between two of the people. And chlami, in that it can be between them, or matama, both of them. But in between them. That means if it's under one of them, came from her, makim and koymai. Was between them, avas and mechaba, matam both of them. However, the case they went out up from the chitzoin, then chanami found the tach of the chitzoin, and all them went over it, all the passed over the moment, all them in case that's tami over here. If you found it under the ptimi, then only the ptimi. I'm sorry, you have to be practical over here. Now, mechaba went on further and said, let's say they're isik in something, they're doing something in the bed, they're grinding. Why are they grinding? No idea. They're all in bed, they're grinding something over here, and or they come along and they have three notches in the bed and they're grinding to the pneumium in the inside. Sorry? That'd be a bed. Any kimti you want. Three women sitting over there with no clothing on, I guess. And well,
might have to do with clothing.
Could have skirts over there. And it's very hard to say the skirt didn't get it and it got in the chair. Just practically, it's very hard to understand it. On the floor is not Mikabu Tomo. So you have to, it's in the bed they're grinding something. It's just a loch over here. So it comes out that they will push to do in the to get something. So it comes out that when you have the something in the pneumium, then the one next to it will push, but the one on the outside will not push that much. But mice the other way around, but let's say you find the chitzonis, since the oisik in the pneumius, so chrami, the chitzonis will be metame and not the two in the outside. This bringing up practical, I guess you really have to know what you're dealing with, or you why grinding and how much you have to push over, what the metzias over here is. Now, the Mechab over here says, the halacha is that we're makim and koimai. The Mechab says more, you have to say barley, they're not going with my friends lochim. We don't say barley, they'll not work. In fact, the Taz, Maisa, Nosla, Ramle, Inchi, how does barley and Maisa work? The Taz says, makes a limitation on this halacha, Dafk is man kotzer. Let's see the bed for a long time. It doesn't define what long and short means, you can argue the point. But long time, Maisa will be machmer. The Shach, because the Kesef says, no, this seems a Mechaber, it's not to Mechalik. It's not mean in the here, and therefore come along and say, and they know for sure, even a long time, she'll be Neman, that she's not going to friends Mokham, her friend will be Tommy, and she'll remain Tahira. Sifna Gimel, you toil upon your friends Tilia. Basically, very simple, there have to be Noshim over here. Each one was scored, Zakazah. One of them went to the Shukshat Abacham. So one of them has a Tilia. So she'll say, Avada, I'm not Tommy, I went through Shuk, and therefore the Dam came on this white skirt, it said, I went through Shuk. Her friends now, could be tell upon her that she went through a shock. That means you can be tell upon your friend's tliya what happened over here. It's a basic kimto that just makes a lot of sense over here. That just like she is a tliya, you can be tell upon her. Sifta Dalit, again, I said a couple of times already, the Ikka Loch is practically a sifase if you did Sifta Dalit, and of course, one of the things you really have to know besides for the test, is the idea over here to get to how do you apply summon? That means you start off the simon over here that summon tamer the whole dover like in the Ria Deraisa. That means you need a hefsik, you need the Zainakiyim, wait 5 days in the Ashkenaz, you do all the bdikas over here, mikvah, we make a brach, everything. Except for Sifton Dalit. Speaks out over here, 2 points to the Mechaber. First of all, the idea of Ksum is not Mishum Vest. You go to Rav, he tells you, yes, 100%, you found it to be white. Why are you wearing white? Well, they came to us, it's more than the Gris, it's Metamer, 100%. Should go to Mikvah 5 and 7 with the Bracha. Except you did not write down the count, there's no Vestas over here. The Bayah, we spoke out, what happens, usually happens, she spots today, but she's tomorrow. Then we spoke out about Moshe, if it's a common thing to do, you write down today, the Kesem. And all the other places agree, you write down tomorrow. I just forgot to mention one point in Ramesh Shita, that Dafka today and tomorrow. But let's say today and 2 days later, even Moshe agrees that one has nothing to do with another, you write down the Riyah. I mean, Moshe makes a limitation, you said that Dafka is for the Kesem day, and the Riyah can be associated back with the Kesem. And the common cost of Moshe is not like a Moshe anyway.
24 hours?
He says, the Yom V'Yomayim. He writes day or two.
So, today is also not
Huh? I certainly know. Why do I write day or two? I'm not sure. I think what he more means, if it's a common thing all the time to have 2 days later, obviously it's associated back. Now, it does not mean it happens all the time. It happens all the time. It's best to go anyway. It means it's a common thing that people, they spot here and there before the period. So according to Moshe, if you follow his mahalach, our people follow Moshe, they write down the kesem. The moinam kam customers write down the riyah anyway. Now, the Mechaber says that halacha is not be kveya, not to be oiker. What does it mean not to be oiker over here? So what is a way of kveya explained very simple over here? Is that to have a veskivua, let's say a person sees Rosh Chodesh. Veskivua, the rest of the life, you have to worry about Rosh Chodesh. The halacha is that you keep it until you get a new veskivua. Let's say the next 3 months, short kesem on hay, a kesem on hay, and a kesem on hay. So you have a veskivua, sing some on hay. Come on, Kivagin says, not being oiker Rosh Chodesh, you see 7 months later Rosh Chodesh, a year later Rosh Chodesh, you have to go back to your veskivua of Rosh Chodesh of your regular e over here. So not to be oiker, meaning even if you have a chazaka of seeing some on hay on the same day, still would not be oiker Rosh Chodesh, because that's a kesem, and this is nechal get of e'o. That's the first half of the Mechaber. The second half of the Mechaber is that's true, negate the kesem. But let's say the kesem came through a medico, it's the Imrei Vesh, you did a medico, bring the Mara to the Rav. The Rav said, the Maestro should tell me 100% dam over here, nothing to tell upon this, no mark over here. The loch over here is, it's real a chol dover. It sounds like the loch is, you have to write down on the calendar. Now, numerous forms say this halacha, if you read the Mechaber slowly, it could be pushed off the concept when it happened 3 times. The halacha seems to be among the Baal HaShulchan said, the Milgim Moira Ra, is dafka after 3 times that the Bdikin found upon the Eid, then you write down the calendar. Because people do not seem to write down after 1 time. Ruchel, that's so, Halapaskin. Again, the Mechaber's second half is a Bdika through an Eid, is Nichol to get of not Kesem, but the get of Vesis, Nichol to get of Riyah, and you do have to write it down. Among the Taz, and it gets involved with the study over here about a Isha, Shishor, a Maratoyo, and a Maratomeo. That means basically, a Isha, Shishor, brown, on the side of brown is mutter, let's make it simple, white and red. The question over here is that Shishor more than a Grizz, and she's Bas Chatotim, she has a lot of these excuses coming out, she has Makas over here, and what to be told upon it. The question is when you see Dam, only Dam, we'll say she's Bas Chatotim, she has Makas over here, we'll tell upon it. But here she saw white and red. She has no chatotim for white. Where did white come from? It only comes from the Makar. It's the only place. So the question is, just like the white came from the Makar, it shows the red came from the Makar. Speaks after Ramah from Machuva, they came to the Isha'is, it looks like it was one Mara. White and red look like it was one Mara. So the white came from the Makar, the red also came from the Makar, will not make the clear upon the Mak over here. Moshe the Ramah, Lav Dafka looks like one Mara. Even the case, it does not love Dafka one Mara, it's a Suffolk, it's one Mara, 2 Maras. We're not sure. Still, says Ramah, the loch is just like it opened up, the white come out, Umatamara, and also say the red came that out, will not turn upon the Mako. Come on, Mataz, he disagrees. He says, yes, it looks like one Mara, you're correct. Well, Mara has white, and then the edges look like it's red. A lot of time you get Mara's that way, it's white, the edges of mice look like it's red. It looks like one Mara over here. That it came to Yechlami, he'll say, you're right, Matamara. One Mara, brown and red on the sides. Mash Enkin. If it's 2 Maras, I'll disagree with you more. Maybe the white came from the Isha, and the red came from the Mako. Ad kan v'taz. That means a concept over here, which to contrast it, is that the Machlokes are more versus Taz, and let's go with the Taz Shita. Then we have 2 things in front of us. The Loch is a natural 1 Mara, 2 Maras, according to Taz, we have Mekel, and we have a Tli over here. Mash Enkin, according to Amor. But both of them agree if it looks like 1 Mara. Both of them agree with one Mara. The white came for her, the red came for her. Now let's compare it over here. We have a locha again, she find a large amount, more than this. We want to tell upon a Mako. If it's looking like one Mara, we're not going to be told up. Let's say with white and red, that's less than a gris. Basically, people bring Maras to Rav, that's brown inside, and the edges look red. Brown, where's it come from? Where's the Mako? Where's red coming from? Can we tell upon a Macholis? Macholis don't have brown. Macholis are only red. So can we tell upon a Macholis? It looks like one mire over here. So build upon the Ramon, the Taz sounds like, should be Machmer. Maisi with a Lochen and Sif Yud, Kivege bring down the Milt Stalker, not that way. It's the same concept. Again, here the situation is white and red, one mire more than Gris Tleo. It's white and red and Sif Yud, less than Gris and a Tleo upon a Macholis. One to Tleo Mach, one Tleo upon a Macholis. It's the same thing. Yet, every Moira Rav, You give them a kesem, they'll knock away the ma'acheris, knock away the brown, knock away the blue, the green, knock it away. You level less degrees beside her. It looks like one marrow. Koin the taz, any amos should be a problem. So you look up the mill stuck inside, and again, the gil mashal over here, that's b'shlem eger, that's the son of Mekib Eger, you bring down the mill stuck up, a kitzer, and a couple of lines, to say, why the chalik? He says the metzis and macholosin is they would get into marrow kesheris, and they would look, they would spread out and look at the edges to be red, and the marrow kesher would stay inside. And their teva is to look like one marrow. They seem to have this teva to confuse people, that's macholos mar, and they would tell upon it. So even though it looks like one marrow, and the taz is to be machmer, that's dafka by a mako. By macholos, it looks like one marrow, and in that situation, the taz is to be mekel. Now the Amor gets about why also to make a little feeder Amor. But at least in the Taz, how all the place go like the Taz, because Kess over here in the end of the Simon goes like the Taz, all the place go like the Taz against the Amor. That's where every Rav, you bring them a Mara, and they come along and says, knock away the Marek Sherry's, left the only, less than the Machelis, less than the Shio here, the Mekel, why? Because it is the Heter of the Taz, Be'etzem. Because that's the Tevel of the Machelis, what they do, make it look like one Mara. Just a third time in the Simon, we have the same concept where Marek Sherry and Marek Torah mixed together. What the Loch is, that was the Falif. That's a Givat Shol with the case with our Gosha. That means again, if you have a question over here, what happens if you have a Kesem, the Marek Shera and the Marek Tomei? The question is, it depends what. Even with that Gosha had the Lachot Sif Aleph, without our Gosha less than the Shira of a Gris, that's Sif Yud. Without a Gosha more than Shira Machalis, but that's Li over here, that's going to be Machalikis, Yamor, and the Taz over here. Bez Hashem, we'll have a test Sunday, Negevriel. Everyone's taking the test. It's geschmack to see everyone sweat away. I much enjoy watching everyone steigen grow. It's what better schuss to walk into Chanukah, Chachmas Torah, beat Chachmas Yevonis. It's and of course, we celebrate the Chanukah. I mean, the test stops on Sunday. We have 4 hours to take it. Afterwards, you know, we celebrate how we overcame Chanu B'Chafei Taka. And then we start the next year of Vestis on Monday. It's not for Apple.